This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The ICC's prosecutor on Monday said he's seeking arrest warrants for Israeli leaders and leaders of Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The International Criminal Court's prosecutor has requested arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, his defense chief Yoav Gallant, and three Hamas leaders over alleged war crimes. Khan said evidence collected by his office showed Israel has systematically deprived civilians of objects indispensable to human survival, including restricting food, water, medicine, and energy. Netanyahu and Gallant bore responsibility, he said, for Israel willfully causing great suffering and for killing as a war crime. The Hamas leaders face allegations of bearing responsibility for crimes committed by the militant group, including extermination and murder, the taking of hostages, torture, rape, and other acts of sexual violence.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres issued condolences on Monday over the death of Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi, who lost his life in a plane crash, or rather a helicopter crash, on Sunday.
The Secretary General is saddened by the death of Sayed Ebrahim Raisi, the President of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and Hossein Amir Abdollahian, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Islamic Republic of Iran, as well as their colleagues in the helicopter accident.
That's United Nations spokesman Stefan Duharik. Meanwhile, back in Gaza, food and medicine for Palestinians is piling up in Egypt because the Rafah crossing remains closed and there's been no aid delivered to a UN warehouse from a U.S.-built pier for 2 days, United Nations officials warned on Monday.